The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 16th chapter of St. Luke, the 8th and the 9th verses. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. But the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. The gospel read just a few moments ago provides an opportunity to think about selfishness and generosity. As Christians, we worship the generous God, the God who gives first in his work of creation. Nothing compelled God to create. God created because he is the generous God, the God who freely gives. Then God gives in his work of saving the now fallen creation. How well we know those words. God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And God continues to give mercies new each morning. He continues to give us his Holy Spirit. He gives us the revelation of his self-giving love in his holy word and sacraments. And because human beings are made in the image of this generous, giving God, we're not meant to be a horde of grasping, competing rivals. No, we are, as his creatures, fallen and redeemed, his dear recovered children, who by the gift of his love are made, as St. Peter writes, partakers of the divine nature, sharers in the life of the giving and generous God. How often we hear people say, money is the root of all evil, thinking that they are quoting Holy Scripture, but they are in fact misquoting Holy Scripture. For in his first letter to Timothy, St. Paul doesn't say money is the root of all evil. No, he says the love of money is the root of all evil. Just listen to this whole passage. St. Paul wrote, now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptations and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful desires. For the love of money is the root of all evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. And so when in the gospel read on this Lord's Day, Jesus speaks of unrighteous wealth, it's not wealth itself that's unrighteous, but how it's used. And the rich man, in the parable Jesus tells, commends his manager certainly not for his dishonesty, but for his shrewdness, ingratiating himself with his master's debtors, so that when he loses his job, they'll be more likely to help him in his predicament. Jesus then adds, "The sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the sons of light," as if to say, people with no thought beyond their own well-being in this present world will often behave more sensibly and providently than the children of God, in effect asking, if worldly people are so zealous in trying to guarantee their future well-being in this world, shouldn't the children of God be equally zealous in preparing for their eternal well-being? But isn't eternal life the pure gift of God's mercy? And isn't it true that eternal life isn't something we can somehow earn by anything that we do? Eternal life is indeed the pure gift of God's mercy. Our only claim on God is the blood of Christ. But in Holy Scripture, God also teaches us that the good we do in this life will in fact be rewarded in the life of the world to come. And so when the Lord Jesus says, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwelling, he's saying that those to whom we have done good will in fact be waiting to welcome us in the heavenly kingdom. And remember how our Lord tells us that at the last judgment, he'll say to those who have been generous, who've shown kindness to others, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. And there is also this. Almost immediately after telling this parable about that shrewd but dishonest manager, Jesus tells that much more familiar parable of the rich man who ignored poor Lazarus lying at his door. That parable is in a very real sense a picture of our world as it is today. Not only of the world as it is today, it is in fact a picture of how it has always been in a world where greed and selfishness have been an ever-present reality. When St. Paul exhorted the Christians at Corinth to give generously to an offering for the poor. He pointed them to Jesus, saying, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. In his only and eternal Son, born of lowly Mary, God our Maker reveals himself as the generous God, the great giver to the spiritually bankrupt human race. So see the generous God, the great giver in the manger and on the cross. See that utterly unselfish gift, and know that in him you have a treasure, the treasure that never fails. And be generous with all that the great giver has given you, with your own gifts and talents, indeed with whatever kind of wealth your generous Maker and Redeemer has entrusted to you for this little time. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.